Norwegian winters start early. November 12, 2001 was another frigid Arctic day in Oslo, with temperatures below zero. Inside the modest red brick headquarters of the Scandinavian media publisher Schibsted, there was a distinct chill as well. Schibsted's board was convening to determine the future of CEO Kjell Aamodt. During the previous 2 years, the company's main newspapers, Aftenposten and VG, had seen revenue declines as web competitors siphoned off readers and advertisers. Schibsted's own online operations, started more than 6 years earlier, were growing but had little to show for themselves. Investments far outpaced returns. And the recent bursting of the internet bubble had seen Schibsted's stock crash and then languish. Aamodt later summarized the situation with customary candor. "Everything was going wrong. We saw major loss-making initiatives all over the place. 7 years of losses. When the bubble burst, we had a loss of approximately $200 million in Norwegian kroners, and that was a huge loss for us. That was absolutely my responsibility. The board of directors very much felt we should close down some activities. Most members were of the opinion that I should resign." Ultimately, it was only the support of Schibsted's main shareholder, Tinius Nagel Eriksson, that allowed Aamodt to continue. But the crisis shook the company's senior managers, resulting in greater pressure to clarify their internet strategy. As a print media firm struggling to reckon with the threat of the internet, Schibsted was not alone. Hundreds of newspapers around the world were engulfed in a digital wildfire. That year, the New York Times announced cuts of up to 9% of its workforce. Between 2001 and 2006, it lost more than half its market value, and by 2012, the loss was more than 75%. The Washington Post shed 23% of its newsroom, and similar cuts occurred at the Boston Globe. Articles with titles such as "Who Killed the Newspaper?", "The Economist 2006," and "Mourning Old Media's Decline," "The New York Times 2008," cropped up everywhere. But as these events continued to unfold, something strange was happening back in Oslo. Starting in 2003, Schibsted began to make money on its online operations. A little at first, and then more and more. By 2006, the publisher's online operations accounted for 35% of operating profits. In a stunning reversal of events, Schibsted had, first shakily, but then unmistakably, turned around. The Economist noted that while 2005 had been miserable for most newspaper companies in the Western world, Schibsted's performance was a rare exception, making it one of the only newspapers to have turned online into a profitable business. In 2011, Schibsted declared operating profits on its online businesses of roughly $220 million, nearly 60% that of the entire group.